Welcome to your two-minute drill right here on Giants.com. Nita Marks here with Paul Dottino as the Giants wrap up their OTA practice today. Some exciting news, especially, I'm sure, for Giants fans. Eric Flowers, first-round draft pick, 9 overall. Looks like he's going to get a shot to start at the left tackle position. Paul?
Yeah, you know, it's a really horrible thing that Will Beattie went down with that pec injury in the weight room just a couple of weeks back. But, you know, Coughlin always says the window of opportunity, when it arises, you got to make use of it. Eric Flowers is getting the first shot to be the Giants' starting left tackle.
And he had a chance to talk to the media post-practice. Let's listen in.
I mean, you know, that's what I've played for a little while, so I was pretty excited. But then again, you know, I could play anywhere, so I'm just excited, period, to contribute.
Okay, so playing next to Eric Flowers will be Justin Pugh at the left guard position. Pugh spoke to the media earlier today, said that he's going to be working with Chris Snee to get ready for the position and, of course, helping Flowers out. Let's listen in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it's all about. I got thrown into the fire, and we didn't draft him at 9 to just sit there and watch. When someone goes down, he's going to step up, and he's a great kid, and I'm looking forward to working with him and getting on the same page.
So, Paul, you've got Justin Pugh next to Flowers at the guard position, not Jeff Schwartz. Not a big surprise there, right?
No, not really. You got to remember something. Pugh played a lot of left side when he was at Syracuse, even played left guard when he was at the Senior Bowl, which is where a lot of people saw him as they were trying to figure out where to draft him. Did play some left guard way back when in high school. The bottom line is he's got a very high football acumen. I'm not worried about him picking it up.
All right, some good news for Victor Cruz. Although he did not participate in all the skill drills, he still looked good on the side running ghost routes, right?
Yes, he was. And in fact, he was doing some cutting and some turning and some changes on his routes, not just straight stuff now. Says he's feeling really good about it, but still doesn't want to accelerate the schedule, Anita. Got to be careful, got to be cautious.
And unfortunately, an injury at the OTA today. Robert Ayers injured his ankle and his knee, correct? Tom Coughlin addressed the media. You were there.
Yeah, coach said really they don't know the extent of the injuries right now. But again, another situation where the Giants have a bunch of guys, young fellas at the defensive end spot who will get extra reps.
So this has been your two-minute drill for Paul Dottino, Anita Marks here on Giants.com.